Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we are back, we're back. We are here with you today once again on, this is again your radio show, the Prophetically Speaking Internet Radio Broadcast, and this is your host, and I am Prophetess Trinoncia Balka. I have my awesome co-host with me, Prophetess Gloria Jenkins, and today we come back just to talk to you a little bit more about what the Word of God is saying unto you right now. Before we go any further, Prophetess Jenkins, we are under this awful hurricane watch. They're showing on the news right now that there are some places in North Houston, some places that have already been, where cars are a little bit underwater. And as of right now, where I'm located, I thank be to God, I left out of my home earlier today. My plan was not to leave out because I did not want to deal with any repercussions of flooding. However, I was able to go out and left to enjoy some midday Bible study, and the road was a little flooded on my way back. But other than that, I'm glad to say that things were clear. The rain was getting to be a bit much, but I thank God that I was able to get in and out and back in, and no flooding on this end as of yet. So I give God praise for that. And so how's your weather there where you're located?
Oh, my God, it's wonderful. It's really nice hot, but it's nice, a very beautiful day.
Wow, so happy to hear that. I'm so happy to hear that. It makes me want to just maybe get on the highway and drive a couple of hours so I can come and enjoy some good weather. We are not having good weather today. But I have a confession that I stick with. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice whether it's raining, whether it's the sunshine, whether it is sleeting or snowing, foggy, however. I have chosen to just give God praise. So I'm thankful for that. Woman of God, I want to give you a moment to give your shout out. So go right ahead.
Hallelujah. Woman of God, that's a good confession. Percussion of faith, no matter what it looks like.
Yes.
So I speak to listeners this morning, to evening, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank God for you listening. I thank God, giving honor and glory and praise to the God Almighty, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I thank God. I'm grateful this morning that I woke up this morning. I thank God for his wonderful power that worked through me. I thank God for just his healing virtue that flows through me. I give honor to my bishop and senior pastor, Bishop Harold, and senior pastor Clary and Twine over here in New Iberia, Louisiana. We're having a marvelous day in the Lord. I thank God for them and thank God for the church. And we remember that. I thank God that we worship and we praise like we lost our mind over here. So I thank God for that. Giving God glory for my family and my grandkids. I have a new grandkid, a new great-granddaughter, and
wow,
expecting another one.
All right.
So great-grandmother. So I'm excited about that, that I live to see great-grandkids. You know, I thank God for that. So giving God glory and honor. For another thing, I want to thank God for the woman of God, Prophetess Trinoncia Balka.
Oh.
I pray God's protection. I pray God's blessing. I pray the best. And I say, like you would say, I will rejoice.
Yeah.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yeah.
And we will rejoice in it, no matter what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God for you, woman of God, and that God will continue doing great and mighty works with you.
I'm always so grateful. I'm always so grateful and so thankful to God. For those that love me, for those that I love. And you know what? I probably worded that the wrong way. People that we love, you know, we expect them to be a blessing to our lives. And I always expect blessings to come from your direction. And I expect love to come from your direction. And it's because I love you and I respect you. And I know you love me and respect me. And I thank God for you. But, you know, even when I said that, my spirit man just caught me for a moment because, you know, Prophetess Jenkins, I want to do something that I'd never do. And, you know, I'm really sporadic anyway. I just kind of go with what God says. But, You know, woman of God, I thank God for my enemies. I thank God for the people that hate me.
Yeah.
I found in my life that those that we love, they love us. Those that give to us, we give to them.
Mm-hmm.
But the greatest level of growth, the greatest time of receiving greater anointing and receiving more from God is when we have the ability to love those that hate us, when we can give to those that continuously take from us, when we can do what God is requiring for us to do for those that we know have our worst interest at heart. So, woman of God, I thank God for you being my friend, being someone that I love. But even at that moment, I just want to take a moment. My spirit man just got my attention. I want to thank God for all my haters and thank God for those that just don't like me, because those that have hated me, those that don't like me, those have made plans to try to stop me, to try to hinder me, that has been some of the greatest moments in my life that I've ever experienced. I thank God for it. I think, you know, it's the weirdest thing, woman of God, because, you know, when the Bible says it was good that I was put through, it was good that I had to go through what I went through. I even thank God for the sickness that I had to endure. I thank God for the time when the enemy came to attack my body, to take out my life. I thank God even for the witches that were behind the very attack. I thank God for every bit of voodoo and witchcraft and black magic and white magic and red magic and blue magic. I thank God for all of it, because through it all, God made me the strong, powerful, anointed woman of God that I am today. You know, there was a time when I would just constantly be upset and frustrated and flustered because, woman of God, I could not understand. Why is it that I can love people and do so much to help people and try to give my all to be good to somebody? And the same ones that you try to do the best for are the very ones that will turn around to try to hurt you and do their best to try to curse you. But I've learned to say, God, I thank you, because I'm just like Joseph. If it had not been for my brothers that threw me in the den, and left me there to die, I wouldn't have never been rescued so that I could have become a servant of the king. I never would have been able to be a servant, and therefore I never would have eventually been promoted to the palace. So in the words of Joseph, you know, I thank God for everything that I went through, because it was everything that I went through that has caused me to be who I am today. So, woman of God, I said all that because something just erupted in my spirit to say I thank God for me. And I thank God. And, you know, woman of God, sometimes our enemies think that the more they do, the more they conjure up, the more they try to come against us, the more they work up a plan to come against the will of God for our lives, it seems as though you would think that maybe we would get tired and maybe we'd get weary and maybe we would stop. But I found out the more that comes against me, oh, my God, the more I get anointed. The more lies are told, the more I get anointed. The more the enemy comes to try and stop me, the more God pushes me and says, go right ahead. So, woman of God, let me say it one more time. I thank God for my haters. I thank God for my haters. And to all my haters that are listening, to all those that are jealous of me, to all those that have chosen not to like me, I'm throwing you a big, fat Holy Ghost kiss. I'm giving you a big, fat Holy Ghost hug, and I want to tell you thank you. Because if it were not for you hating me, disliking me like you have over the years, I wouldn't be as anointed and as powerful as I am right now. I have to get that off my chest, woman of God. I had to get that off my chest. I had to. And, you know, sometimes the devil, he thinks he's really doing something. He thinks he's really doing something when he possesses a person's mind and their spirit and causes them, even within the body of Christ, to want to fight against those of us that are in the body of Christ. But even right now, I want to tell old Lucifer thank you, because him, even the devil himself, is on assignment by God. And even with every one of the attacks, even with every one of the schemes and the plans and the plots, it was all working together for my good. So thank you. Woman of God, I'm just full of praise on today. I'm full of praise because I know the God that I serve. And I know that everything that happens, it all works out for the good of them that love God. Whew, I had to get that off my chest.
That was good. Thank you.
I thank you, God. And then I'm going to go ahead and give my shout-outs. I just want to give my shout-outs. And first of all, I want to thank God for my family. I want to thank God for those that have been around me, that have assisted me. And I want to thank God for even the assistance that I always say of my son, because, you know, being a mother is a full-time job. And I thank God. And I never even say this quite often, but my son does have a father. I have somebody ask me one day, just a couple of days ago, they asked me, well, is his father in his life? And I'm like, well, yeah, whenever you don't see him with me, he's with his father. So I take the time to even thank God for his father. He and my son's father and I are divorced, but I still thank God for him. He's a very active part of his son's life. And so, woman of God, I got a telephone call from my son on yesterday, and Dad took him out, and he called me back screaming and excited on the phone, and he did something that I did not completely agree with, but he has a father as well as a mother, and so when he's with me, I do what I do, and when he's with Dad, Dad does what he does. And my son called me screaming and yelling on the phone. He was so excited. I said, well, baby, what is it? He said, Mom, Daddy bought me a new phone. I said, okay, well, that's good. And so when he began to explain to me what the phone was and how the phone looked, and then he got to how much the phone cost. My son is 11 years old. And so when my son said to me, well, Mama, the phone was only $700. I said, baby, how much was the phone? He said, oh, Mama, don't make a big deal about it. It was only $700. I had to catch myself, and I had to take a breath. But I stopped and I said, well, you know, that's Dad. And so when he's with Dad, you know, Dad has the right to do whatever he wants to do with his money. But however, you know, he called me with his praise report about his $700 phone debt. You know, to me, that $700 equates to bills. So, you know, how mothers think. And so I had to allow him to enjoy his moments. And so thank God for him, and thank God for his dad that does love him and does things extravagantly like that for his son. And so thank God for him. And then I want to thank God for my church, which is the Harvest Time Church family. And I want to thank God for my awesome and dynamic and illustrious and can never be replaced, one in a million, pastor, which is Bishop Shelton Beatty. And I want to thank God for him and continuously sending him much love, much hugs and kisses as he continuously walked through his process. And we all know that God is a strength giver, and God is the one that has been keeping him and keeping his family and allowed him to go through the homegoing celebration of their mom. And yet and still we do miss her, but I give God praise that many of our lives has definitely been made better as a result of that woman of God being blessed to visit this place called Earth. And again, want to thank God for the packages that she left behind, and one of those packages being our wonderful Bishop Shelton Beatty. And so I also want to thank God for my parents, and just thank God for all of them. And so, woman of God, I also want to thank God for you and let you know that I love you and I respect you just as you do for me. And I appreciate your steadfastness, and I appreciate your mobility in the spirit, being able to just navigate into the place wherever God leads. You've been right there, and you say, you know what? If God says go left, I'm going left. If God says go right, I'm going right. And that's one of the major signs, one of the needed characteristics of a prophet, because prophets have to be able to move at a whim. You've got to be flexible in the realm of the spirit whenever you flow in the order of a prophet. And so we're going to do more teaching on that coming up, because one of the things that being a prophet is so much more than being able to prophesy, but there's a difference between a person that carries a mantle of a prophet and a person that operates with a gift of prophecy. And so along with the mantle of a prophet, you've got to, one of the things that is very necessary to do is to be flexible in the Spirit of God, because whenever you are flowing in the Spirit of God under a prophetic mantle, it takes me back to the Old Testament when the Word of God says that Moses was leading the Israelites and leading them into a better place. He said, I will lead you by day, and I will lead you by night. And he said, I will give you a flame of fire that you will be able to follow. And then so he said to the people that if you have one sign that I'll give you at 1 hour of the day, I have another sign that I'll give you at another hour in the evening. And so they can get caught up and saying, well, this is how you did it earlier, so this is how you should be able to do it later, or this is how you did it later, this is how you should be able to do it earlier. No, one of the things that follow you as a prophet, one of the characteristics that you have is the ability to flow in whatever direction God sends you in. One of the things that I've learned as a prophet of God, and I've got to hurry up so we can get to our topic, but, you know, you can't be, I guess you want to say, fussy when it comes to that. You've got to be able to handle the twists and the turns that come along with the mantle. And so, again, we'll talk more about that in upcoming episodes, but I thank God for just being who I am. I thank God for you being who you are. Now, getting to our topic, we are now coming to the end of this, but woman of God, as I was meditating on our topic and meditating on completing our birthing series, God said to me, stop. That's the word he said to me. He said, stop, stop, stop. I said, God, what is it? As I was just in the presence of God, and I began to ask him, God, what is it? And the Lord said, now that everyone we now have them on the birthing table. We now have them at the point of labor. We now have them at the point where something great is about to come forth. He said, but stop. And immediately the Lord took me to the story of Abraham, Sarah. And he said, he showed me how the angel came and began to give the word, begin to relay a message that you're going to have a baby. There is a promise, son. There is something that's about to take place in your life. As we see in our virtue values and in our word for the day, we see that God that showed us through the word of God that Abraham as well as Sarah, both of them left. We often hear that Sarah left, but if we read in Genesis, I would have to go back to my scripture, but I know in Genesis 17, we see that Abraham left, and in Genesis 18, we can see that Sarah left.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm saying that correctly. I'm going to go back and look at my scriptures again, but they both left, and they both had the same concern. The concern was their age, and the concern was, is this really possible for our bodies to be able to handle what it is that you told us that we're going to give birth to? Now, the thing that I noticed about this woman of God is that Abraham had one thing to do. Both of the matter was actually put in the hands of Sarah. Abraham didn't have to do anything but get aroused so that he could produce a seed. Sarah herself had to do something that was a little bit more dynamic. She not only had to receive the seed, but once she received the seed, she had to go through 9 months of maintaining the seed and then giving birth to what it is that she's been carrying. And so when the Lord said to me, stop, he said, okay, listen. One of the things that has to happen is that the people have got to be made aware of something. He said, because now you're getting ready to give birth to something. The thing that's on the inside of you is now about to come on the outside. He said, but you got to make sure that once what's inside of you comes out, make sure that the area surrounding the place of your birthing has been properly sterilized. It's been properly sanitized. It's been properly sanctified. He said, because if you push and you give birth, and yet you're pushing out something that's not coming out in the right spirit, he said it's not going to be able to last. When I looked at the story of Abraham and Sarah, the Bible says that after the angel gave the word, it was then 25 years before the promise was able to be had. Why? I called this, I named this, the words that God put in my spirit was a promise on pause. And many times you can be dead in the dead middle of labor. You can be ready to push, and all of a sudden there's a pause, there's a stop. At that point, that's the time when we've got to say, what is this pause about? What is this stop about? Why is my forward momentum put on pause? The word that God said to me is the reason for the pause is to get out all the doubt, get out all the frustration, get out everything that may cause the thing that you're about to give birth to die. Sarah cannot even hold the seed. Sarah cannot even produce the seed until God cleaned up what hindered the promise in the first place. She cannot even give birth to anything until God put a pause. He said, wait, stop. We got to get this together first. And one of the things I believe is this, Prophetess Jenkins, I believe that when the word was spoken, she could have gotten pregnant. She could have gone into Abraham, and right then and there, I believe she could have gotten pregnant. Within 9 months, I believe she would have had a baby. Hagar would have never had a part of this story. Ishmael would have never been introduced to the world. But because she doubted, because she was not, and then not only did she doubt, but she lied. Not only did she doubt God, but she lied and said that she really didn't doubt. And so, when I look at this story, I begin to say, what is it that caused this pause? What is it that caused the promise to be on hold? And when I begin to read, the Lord said, he said to me, there were some imperfections in the faith area. There were some things in that area that needed to be purified. And so before the promise could even be revealed to the world, before she could even be able to show what God had said, before God could even produce what he promised, there had to be a pause. So that the pause was put there to clarify, to cleanse, to sanctify the atmosphere. So that what was getting ready to happen, it wouldn't be a quick birth and a quick death. Go right ahead, Prophetess Jenkins.
Hallelujah. We're not, glory to God. What an awesome word. I begin to think about the power word in the lesson that we're teaching on the day. And God spoke to me that sometimes we need to take an intermission break before we proceed. Sometimes we need to, when God speaks something to us, we need to take that time to pause. Pause means to take an intermission, to break the interruption. We need to sometimes take that intermission before we proceed. Because and before we open our mouths, because Abraham, after God spoke to him, instead of him believing God, the same God in Hebrew, the same Abraham that talked in Hebrews, I think it's in Hebrews, that say Abraham staggered not at the promises of God.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the same Abraham that began to laugh at what God spoke to him.
The same one.
In our, the same man, the man of faith.
Right, that was called the father of the faith. That's right.
Amen, amen. We have to sometimes stop. That's what God told me. Sometimes we need to take an intermission break. When I speak something to you, you need to take a break and digest that.
Yes.
Meditate on that before you proceed.
Absolutely.
Don't let nothing come out of your mouth.
Yes.
What we say would be stupid. What we say would be lack of faith. And that's how Abraham began to, I would think he walked in disobedience. When you laugh and you doubt God as disobedient, because the God Almighty that speaks to you, say, doubt, you should bring forth a child. And he began to laugh. Lord, he began to look at his body, woman of God, and he said,
yes,
my body can't produce no baby, and my wife is as old as I am. So how in the world are we going to come together and bring forth a baby?
Prophetess Jenkins, you said so much. That was so powerful because Let me tell you, one of the things that happened, and I hate to disturb you like that, but it just hit me in my spirit. One of the things that happened is that if we're not careful, we will allow what we see to transform into words. And those words will come from what we see, but they're not necessarily from faith. The same man that was said to be the father of faith, the Bible says he himself laughed. We often hear about Sarah, but the Bible says Abraham laughed too.
Amen.
Sometimes the enemy can make a picture in front of us that seems so real. The picture looks so for real. What? I read of a story. I'm going to be quiet so you can finish your point. I read a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the gentleman's name was Jim Carrey, the actor, I believe it was. He the female that he's with, I'm not sure if it's his wife or his girlfriend or what, but they had a child.
Mm-hmm.
And the child came forth, and at first he seemed normal, but then he had shots, and he went into something where they began to call him autistic. And when they took him to the doctor and the doctors looked at him, it was as if he was an autistic child, that was nothing could be done, but the mother refused to believe that. And the mother said when she saw what was going on with her child, she said, no, I will not take this diagnosis. No, my son will not live the rest of his life like this. She began to be a doctor for her own child. She began to test his foods. She began to take away this and take away that and take away that and take away this. That woman healed her own child.
Mm.
Even though when you looked at him, you would say he was autistic. There's no way he's coming out of this. She decided, no, this is not what I'm going to believe about my child. She began to do other things. She changed his food, began to take away this and take away that. Find the story on the internet. You can find it. The young man is normal.
Praise
That's
God.
The same thing that happens when God speaks a promise. We
God
can
is.
Look at it, and the situation looks like, oh, my God. It may look like a retarded situation. It may look like it is autistic. It may look like there's no growth. There will be nothing that's going to come out of this. But I cannot get caught upon what I see. I've got to go back to what did God say. And when we find out and when we figure out, God, what did you say? I don't care what in the front of me. It does not matter what it looks like. It does not matter what it feels like. It does not matter what the doctors have to say. It doesn't matter what my body has to say. God, what did you say? What did you mean to happen in this situation? God, what is it that you are expecting? Jeremiah 29:11 says, God has an expected end. To give us an expected end. God, what have you expected to come forth out of this situation? And if this does not look like what you have seen, then God, I'm sorry, I'm not about to receive that right now. Go right here, Prophetess Jenkins.
Woman of God, I tell you, that is awesome. It's awesome. And that is so true. We need to be careful what we say. When God has spoken something to us, we need to definitely take a pause. That's what we need to pause and say, let me digest justice, Lord. If Abraham were to pause and not look at what he saw, not look what his body looked look at what the Almighty God spoke to him.
Yes.
We can't be moved within our bank account. We can't be moved by what the friends say. We can't be moved what people are saying you can't do. You can be go and, like Abraham said, he staggered not at the promises of God. We need to stagger. If God spoke something to us, he will surely bring it to pass. Amen?
Prophet Jenkins, when I tell you, you have lit a fire up under me. If God says to you, if God says that you are healed and you're not sick, stop confessing that you're sick and start confessing that you're healed.
Mm-hmm.
If God has said to you that I'm going to bless you with a child, start decorating the baby's room. Start doing what needs to be done. If God says to you that you're going to be married, go and make preparations. If God says to you that your child will be number one in their class, start building up their confidence, getting it into their spirit. If God says your husband is going to be saved, your wife is going to be saved, stop calling them unsaved. Say what God has said so we can see what God has said. Let me say it again. Say what God has said so we can see what God has said. Woman of God, I'm not looking for my results. I'm looking for God's results. At harvest time, we have deemed this summer as the summer of manifestation. And woman of God, it is my confession. It is my confession that I will go into this summer one way and I will come out of this summer another way. I will not come out of this summer the same woman I was when the summer began on the 21st of June. I will not. I'm excited. I'm ready, and I'm going forward in the things of God. People of God, everybody that's listening, allow the promise that God has spoken to you to come forth. Don't allow God to put your promise on pause because of your doubt. Don't allow God to put you in a place of waiting because you refuse to believe what God has said about you. It's not about what people said. It's not about what your circumstances say. It's not even about how things look. One thing matters. What did God say? I've been so blessed by this. This is one of those moments, woman of God, when I really wish we would have scheduled this to be on for 1 hour today. Because I tell you, this is a good topic. We're going to start back and do a little bit more of this before we give birth. Because people of God, yes, we are in the emergency room. We are in the labor and delivery area. We have labored, we have travailed, and we are getting ready to push out something great.
Hallelujah.
Reach your hand, take that word out of the realm of the spirit. Woman of God, man of God, you're getting ready to push yourself into a realm, into a dimension that you have never experienced before. God is literally about to blow your mind. And you will no longer be able to think with your mind. You won't have a choice but to think with the mind of God, what God is getting ready to do in your life. After this, people will know that they know that they know. You are no less than the man or the woman of God that he has chosen and intended for you to be. Listen, people of God, visit us on Amazon.com. Get your copy of The Power of Me. Get your copy of Soul Journey on today. I want to send a great shout out to Cold Springs, Texas. I was there on this past Sunday. Woman of God, I've gotten so many dynamic and awesome praise reports about the word that God spoke, about the things that God has done. We got to get out this radio, but one real quick praise report, I spoke a prophetic word to a woman of God that was there, and I told her that God said that he was about to give her suddenly, that God said he was about to do something, and it was going to be like all of a sudden things were going to turn just around just like that. Within 24 hours, I got a telephone call that there were some legal things that had to be taken care of, and she did not have paperwork and things of that nature to get it taken care of. Within 24 hours, God brought forth the paperwork. Everything she needed was done, and suddenly God turned that thing around just like he said. Woman of God, it's been one praise report after another, after another, after another, and I'm excited and just thanking God for what he's doing in the lives of our listeners and the lives of you. My God, I'm just excited. So listen, we're going to come back on next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. I've already stated this is my summer of manifestation. My God, I am, yes, God is doing great things. I want to encourage you to take advantage of that word. You might not get the same outpouring that I'll get. I might not get the same outpouring that you'll get, but declare that this is your summer of manifestation. Prophetess Jenkins, I love you. I love you too. And listen, I'm walking in my place of manifestation. I want you in your place of manifestation, and we're going to see each other on the other side so we can dance and shout together, all right?
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you.
Yes, yeah, God bless you, woman of God. We love you guys, and we'll be back with you on next Tuesday at 3, July the 5th. Don't forget July the 5th. I want you to look at Prophetic View television show. We air on the Urban Houston Network. We're going to be coming back to you again on the 5th of July. If you're not able to catch us on 43.5, which airs here in Houston, you can catch us on the internet at any time. Just go to urbanhoustonnetwork.com and you can catch us live streaming. I love you, and we'll be back with you next Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Hugs and kisses to you, Prophet Gloria Jenkins, and one more time to all those that hate us, all those that don't like us.
Amen.
We love you, and we send you some hugs and kisses, too. God bless you, and until next Tuesday, we'll see you then.